Moncrief on News Talk.
Anyway, right, so picture this. You're walking along Seafield, Ballymoney's beach in the beautiful sunny southeast. The crisp sea air is filling your lungs, and suddenly something out of the ordinary catches your eye. A massive metal buoy, as in B-U-O-Y, weathered, rusting, worn, and just sitting there on the beach. So local resident Owen Dunbar was having this exact experience. And instead of just walking past it and saying, oh, there's a buoy, he went into full on investigation mode when he came across the buoy and discovered that it had been floating in the sea since 2007, since Hurricane Katrina. Here to tell us more is Owen. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing, Stephanie?
This is a fascinating story. Tell us how it all started.
Yeah, I just want to correct. I didn't actually find it because it had been washed up on the beach at about Sunday, I believe. And I had seen a post on the local Ballymoney Tarry Hill community page to say there was a metal buoy washed up on the beach. So I have to see this, like, you know. So it was Tuesday before I see it. So I came down here, and you have to go right across the headland, a small little narrow track down the steps onto the beach, over a river, and there in front of you, it's this large, as you say, described it there, this large metal rusting buoy with I didn't know what to make of it, but I had a real good look and took a few photographs. I like to share stuff on Facebook and that, but I noticed underneath it picked out in welding lettering. You know the way they did the welding lettering?
Yes, it kind of burnt into it.
Yeah, exactly. It came with the name of WetTech and the serial number, about 7 or 8 digits on it, so got home and I said, I have to Google this WetTech. So I Googled WetTech, and yeah, sure enough, I find them. They're in Youngsville and Lafayette in Louisiana, USA. So I fired off an email to find out, was it one of theirs going by the serial number?
So did you just send them a picture, or what did the email say?
Yeah, just my email saying, hi there, Owen Dunbar, blah, 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 Gorey County, Wexford. I think we have one of your marker boys here. Serial number, and a fella by the name of Todd Carl, C-A-R-L, operations manager, came back to say it was indeed one of theirs. It had been manufactured in 2005 and deployed in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico over what he called a dead well, which was an oil well that had been knocked out by Hurricane Katrina.
So this was like a mark in the middle of the sea to say, like, warning, there's something underneath here.
Yeah, shipping, maybe a large vessel going by that further down here is an oil well capped or something sticking up out of water. So, and I asked him any more about it, and he said, yeah, he knew it was one of theirs because from the pictures I sent, he could identify a special plate on the bottom, and he knew all about it. And there was a solar panel on the top of it, and he knew exactly what it was. And he reckoned that they service them every couple of years, but this one was missing in 2007, and it didn't have a tracker on it, a GPS tracker on it, so they just didn't know where to go. So it obviously circled the Gulf of Mexico till it slipped out onto the Gulf Stream. Then it would have linked up with what's known as the North Atlantic Drift, taken up by Florida, and then shooting out across the Atlantic, heading for European waters. And somewhere along there, it managed to find its way. Now, whether it came around the top of Northern Ireland and down the Irish Sea, or more than likely up the St. George's Channel and came to rest at Seafield, Ballymoney, so that's how we happen to have it down here, anyway.
It's wild, isn't it? Because you think, like, 17 years, like, it must have gone somewhere else in the meantime. There's no way it's taken 17 years to get from there. She'd swim there faster.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this, and I'm wondering, was it lying up on a deserted beach somewhere until maybe another storm shifted it? Or it's been going around and around, as I called it. I described it like the washing machine, and it never made land.
It just never made land, yeah.
It's never made. Can you imagine the amount of shipping that they're missing? You know, small fiberglass stuff and bigger ships. So
yeah, and it looks in fairly good nick. Like, for viewers who are trying to imagine it, right? We're talking about So if it was standing upright, like it's like a, how many foot would you say it is? 7 or 8 feet?
I would go about 3 meters, I'd say. And then the bulbous of it, which would hold it, we'll say the air, I'd say it's a good 6 foot all around. And then it comes down in a stem like a goblin glass with a large metal base on it. And I reckon the whole thing could probably weigh maybe 2 tons. You know, so it'll be a substantial structure to be hitting in a boat or something, you know.
And have they any, do they want it back? What are you going to do with it? Is it just going to lie there?
I wouldn't say, although I'd love to tow it over if they were willing to fund me a holiday. But the locals here in Ballymoney are very interested in maybe holding on to it. It's hard to know who owns it now because it's flotsam. So Irish Lights are probably responsible for as a hazard to shipping. Wexford County Council, the local councillor here, Fintan O'Sullivan, he's contacted Wexford County Council there to see if the locals could be given it and maybe mounted on a prominent position in the village or on one of the cliff tops. Like, you know, it'd be fantastic looking as a, you know, and the history with it there after travelling. Was it in a dead straight line? It's nearly 7,500 miles from the Gulf of Mexico to Wexford. So it could have clocked up maybe 3 times that, like, it could be done 50,000 miles to get there. You know what I'm saying?
And would you have been like, are you a fan of walking on the beach? Have you ever found anything else washed up?
Well, I'm retired now, and I'm actually with a group called Accomplished Project, and they mapped. This is all about coastal erosion, and they've mapped from Dublin to Kilmore Quay, and they have drawn footage of all the coast along, and then we came along afterwards, and you take photographs of any land slippages or, you know, that type of thing, and send it in, and all that's been stitched together now to show how much land is being lost, you know.
Right.
But, as I say, I would be out fairly regularly. I'm in Gorey, which is 5 miles down the road from Ballymoney. But back last year now, we had a storm there, and it washed away the sand, and it left the ribs sticking up of what was known as the Orphan Girl. Now, a lot of people who visit Ballymoney and that will hear tell of the Orphan Girl pub and nightclub there. It's named after a ship that was beached at Seafield there back in the 1840s. They managed to refloat it and put it back into service. And then eventually, when they were finished with it, the towed what was left of it after they stripped it, they towed the superstructure out to sea and cut it loose to sink. But it obviously made its way back in and got buried in the sand, and now it's being exposed again only last summer here. So
maybe they can't get rid of you can't take the boat out of Wexford. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Owen. You might keep us updated with what happens to that, and if any of our listeners are down around Wexford this weekend, I think there's a weather warning, so be careful. But if you are around, you might look on Ballymoney Beach and see that Louisiana boy. Thanks so much for joining us, Owen.
No problem, definitely.
You can read more about that on the Wexford People, that absolutely fascinating story.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.